Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Psoriasis is an autoimmune disease that causes red, scaly patches to appear on your skin. And at one point, psoriasis covered 90% of Dawn Leibovitz's body and created the incessant need to itch, causing her to feel shame and embarrassment when she avoided all intimacy with her husband. So my guests today on the show are dermatologist Dr. Edward Kramer and Dawn Leibovitz. Welcome to the show, both of you. Dawn, give us a little bit about your story and how did you notice the psoriasis? How long had you had it and how did it affect your life?
I've actually had it for about 3 years now, and when I first noticed it, it started out with tiny little, almost pin-sized red dots that I wasn't worried about until one of my friends told me to go to a dermatologist and get it checked, which I did, and they sort of said, oh, here's some topical, here's this, sit in the sun, it'll go away, it'll take care of itself. And I ended up finding Dr. Kramer when it sort of got increasingly worse over time to the point where, you know, we tried everything and it ended up, it just exploded into covering, you know, almost my entire body. So I had a very severe case of it, started with getting strep throat and not going to the doctor for that. And I guess that's a trigger for a lot of people. It is, you know, somewhat hereditary. So it started out with me like that, but it really did blossom into my entire body, my eyebrows, my eyelashes to that point, you know, where I was losing my hair. And, you know, I have four little kids. So for me, it took a tremendous toll just on everyday life, which I think is one thing people don't really realize about psoriasis is it's not life-threatening. So I don't think it gets as much attention, but it's so life-depleting because you lose so much to the point where, you know, you don't realize how important it is to be able to slide down a slide without being in pain or going to the beach or taking your kids swimming, especially living in California. I'd go to Disneyland and I was jealous of girls in tank tops.
Wow. So what did you do? And give us your advice for people that have this. And, you know, when they're seeing a doctor, what can they bring up to their doctor to give them better sort of patient advocacy?
Well, honestly, I think you have to find the right dermatologist, and I feel so lucky to have Dr. Kramer because he did suggest going into biologics, and I'm on Stelara, and I went in there, and when we began the treatment with the Stelara, after my first injection in 2012, the improvements on my skin are tremendous. I mean, I'm playing with my kids again. It doesn't hurt to exercise. I can garden. I can, you know, take them to the park. I mean, it was amazing. But I think you need the right dermatologist, and I found one, and he really led me there.
So, Dr. Kramer, tell us a little bit about psoriasis. How, you know, she mentioned that strep throat can be a trigger and how she started to see it. So what are you seeing when you look at the difference as a dermatologist between eczema, psoriasis, and what are you doing about these things?
Well, psoriasis is a fairly common skin condition. Up to 2% of the population gets psoriasis. So in the United States alone, that would represent 7.5 million people. And sometimes it's inherited about 20% of the time, but it doesn't have to be inherited. And there's a wide variety of presentations of psoriasis. Some people, like Dawn, have it affecting nearly their entire body. And then other patients are going to show up with maybe a couple red, scaly, itchy lesions on their elbows or knees. So there's a very, very different presentation for each individual patient.
And now, can stress exacerbate a condition such as psoriasis?
Personally, I don't think stress is the whole story. It can definitely have some exacerbating effects, but for the most part, psoriasis is caused by rapid turnover of skin. So wherever you're getting psoriasis, your body or your skin specifically is making too much skin. And there's definitely some inflammatory pathways that have been identified that we know contribute to this. And it's not, as Dawn mentioned, something we can cure, but nevertheless, most patients can be helped.
So let's talk about the treatments. There's topical and then systemic medication. So first speak about the topical. If it's something new, are there any creams out there? Because, you know, you see over the counters that say, oh, helps to treat dry, red, itchy, scaly skin. Are there any creams that you recommend?
Well, the over-the-counter creams, for the most part, might help a very mild case. But if someone has true psoriasis and significant lesions, they really need to turn to prescription-strength topical medications. And even though those treatments are sometimes not terribly effective, but for mild cases, they can be very effective. And there's sort of a progression of treatment. If patients don't respond to prescription-strength creams, sometimes we will switch over to phototherapy, which is light therapy, giving them ultraviolet treatments to help their psoriasis. And if that is unsuccessful, one can also consider what's called the biologic therapies, which are very specific injections that Dawn received in the form of a product called Stelara.
Okay, so Dawn did mention that. Now tell us a little bit about that. So is it, a monthly shot? Is it something she's going to have to keep up with for the rest of her life? Has this become chronic, or how does that work?
Well, psoriasis tends to be a chronic disease. So the way the Stelara works is the patient comes in, and it's a simple, 20-second or even less injection. It doesn't take long. A little bit is injected into the skin itself. And then a month later, she received a second injection. And after that, the injections are spaced out every 3 months. So she comes in every three months to get an injection. And in her case, this drug has been a miracle for her. It took her from total body involvement to having virtually perfectly clear skin.
It's true. It's been amazing.
Wow. And that's great to hear, and we hear about things like Remicade that people have to take every 8 weeks or every 12 weeks that kind of keep these conditions because this is autoimmune. Dr. Kramer, tell us a little bit, does the Stelara compromise her immune system? Is she now subject to more things that now she's got to watch out for?
Well, in theory, those would be minor risk factors. In practice, most of these drugs have been shown to be quite safe, and we do monitor her periodically with blood tests, and she's on the lookout for any, infections that may be out of the ordinary. But for the most part, those things are concerns, but not necessarily day-to-day relevant side effects.
And now how long... You said that this could be something she has for the rest of her life, or at least many years to come. So then this is something we're looking at, these things every 3 months she's going to be coming in and getting this taken care of, because if she doesn't, it could revert back?
Yeah, at some point, the psoriasis may decide to burn out or become less of a problem, and... I would say after maybe 2-3 years of treatment, it would be prudent to potentially stop it temporarily and see what happens. And if it came right back, she could go right back under treatment.
So, Dawn, now speak about, you have kids. We just have less than a minute left. So just kind of give your best advice to sufferers out there with kids and, how this really can change their life.
Well, I honestly do think that the best thing, and I mean this, is to find a doctor that you can really work with, because you can't face it or fix it on your own by any means. I really believe that, especially in severe cases. I think you really need to reach out and consider your options, especially with children, because it is quality of life. And I know you were talking about side effects. That, for me, I personally, this has been a very easy recovery, and it's been so wonderful for everyone involved that it is worth it to see it, because people, I don't think, are aware enough about what's available to them, because it's not the most popular disease in the world. You don't hear about people.
And it's certainly not. And this is, from a patient's side, something that you can do. We have to be our own best advocate. So seek out a good dermatologist. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.